Evidence Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprint, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Evident Footprints here on BBSRadio.com. My name is Don Nikoloff, and I'll be your host for the next 1 hour. We have a great guest tonight, and before I bring him on, just want to remind everyone that my show schedule is posted at DirectLightProductions.com, and got some new news items coming up, and also some archives as well that you can listen to. Of course, it would be wonderful if you subscribe to the BBSRadio.com archives. For a very low fee, you can subscribe to all the archives of every show on the BBS Radio Network. And we have big plans to grow. Of course, you being here helps us, and we're anticipating a lot of good things to come in the future. Tonight's guest is only going to be with us the first half hour of the show tonight. He's got something very important that he's got to do tomorrow. And, in fact, that's going to be the topic of tonight's show. This guest is a friend of mine. He has been an acquaintance for, I would say about the past 2 years or close to 2 years now. We met when Aaron Russo's film, America, A Freedom to Fascism, was released, and I was working in a sort of a managerial capacity as the National Theatrical Screening Coordinator. And our guest's son was actually making many of the DVDs that you folks may have seen. If you got to see the film, which was a documentary about the Federal Reserve and the IRS, and how apropos it is now the 15th here on the East Coast, and it's tax day. Still the 14th on the West Coast. You have a few more hours, I guess, to get your return in the mail. But we're going to talk about some different things. Our guest is a political activist, and he has been somewhat of an event organizer for the Patriot community across the country, and I'm proud to have him as a friend. His wife was on our show last year, and we are very pleased to bring on Evident Footprints tonight my good friend Arthur Pollack. Art, how are you tonight?
How you doing tonight, Don?
I'm doing great. Had a busy day, as I'm sure you have. Maybe
yes.
You've been a little bit busier than me.
Yeah.
Art, you are preparing for a big event in Washington. Actually, it's for us, it's today, later today. And I brought you on the show to give you an opportunity to tell people about it. Anyone that's going to be in the Washington area would want to go. And I'll let you do the promo on it, if you will.
I appreciate that, Don. Well, yeah, we do have a big day planned. We're having a rally right at the footsteps of the Capitol building, and where it's being basically promoted by the Granny Warriors, if anybody's familiar with those ladies, there's three now, elderly ladies that have been fighting the evil corruption for quite some time now. So I jumped on board with them to help them promote it. And we've got a very good lineup of speakers. We've got some great musicians that are going to be there to play. And it's going to be an exciting day. We have as our MC for the event, Dave Von Kleist from the Power Hour Radio Show. Now, I've known Dave for several years now, and he's quite a talented guy, a musician. He's put out several DVDs on the 9/11 subject, and of course the radio show that he and his wife host together, that is a pretty exciting radio show. So he's going to MC the event. We've got Colin Jackson, who is Sherry Jackson's husband, that's going to come up and speak. If anybody's familiar with Sherry Jackson, she was just incarcerated for failure to file. And that brings
us she's a former IRS agent.
Yes,
on
yes
top
she
of
is.
Yeah.
And we've got somebody that I've known for several years, but I'm finally going to get to meet, is Officer Jack McLam. And I can't wait to meet him.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah. And we've got Bill Stegmeier, if anybody's familiar with the work he did out in South Dakota on the referendum they tried to get passed into law out there to make judges accountable for their decisions. And, of course, they beat him with the electronic voting machine. We have the band Poker Face out of the Allentown area, PA, area coming down to play for us. They've got some great music. We've got Will to Powers coming to play. Just a whole lineup for the day. I'm a little bit confused on the starting time. Originally it was 11 a.m. I was told we're moving it back to 9 a.m. because we've had so many speakers that have wanted to get on board with us that we've tried to fit as many in as possible, but there just wasn't enough hours in the day to bring everybody on board, so Linda has actually had to turn some speakers away. She was contacted by Ben Stein, who wanted to be a speaker, and she told him it's just not time. There's just no way we can fit everybody in, which was a shame. You know, we had a lot of good people that wanted to come out and speak, and when Dave Von Kleist is going to play some music of his own there, I think that will be exciting. I've heard him play before. Very good musician. Very patriotic music. Mm-hmm. We're expecting people from all over the country. I know personally I have friends coming in from Illinois and upstate PA and New York, and you know, they're just coming in from all over. I know Jack McLam just flew in from Idaho, and of course the Granny Warriors are going to be there. And, pretty good.
Well, a lot of those people I know, believe it or not, now, you know, a year and a half ago, they were names I was quite familiar with. I haven't met Dave or his wife Joyce Riley yet. I suppose someday I will. Officer Jack, of course, I met via conference call, and I've talked to him on a couple of radio shows also.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you're ringing a bell of a lot of people I know, and I cut in to mention this because for the listeners out there that are concerned about what's going on, these are the movers and the shakers in the Patriot movement. These are the people that do they walk the talk, basically, is what how I would describe them.
Absolutely. And we were
now the Granny Warriors. I know too. I know Betty and Linda both. Now the third one I haven't met yet.
Well, now she's a recent addition to the Granny Warriors, and her name is Michelle. She is the lady
okay.
that did the website freedomrally.info, and I think she did a pretty good job on the website. I believe she lives on a ranch out in the Midwest there, and of course we know what they're trying to do with the animals, trying to chip all the animals, and you know that's another one of the battles they're fighting.
Yeah, like that's really going to make chicken or beef taste any better is to put a chip in it
or make it
it's amazing
paper, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I know that with all these events going on, you know, there's no way that we could cover all of this, you know, on a show. If we were to, say, have a reporter go down there, or even if I went down there myself to try to broadcast, I'd only be able to do a one-hour show. But if you can get any recorded media whatsoever, including anything on DVD, Art, we will post it on the BBS radio website, and I will offer that also for my Direct Light Productions website so that we can get exposure so that people can really see what's going on. I don't know if you anticipate the mainstream media being there outside of the spin they like to put on things. Have you heard anything in that regard?
No, and I really, it would surprise me if they show up, they try to minimize anything that happens like this. We do have Ron Paul speaking in the morning, and the film crew that's been following him around is going to film the entire thing, and plus myself, I'm going to try to film the entire thing. And but that absolutely will be available to anybody that wants a copy of it. You know, I mean, all I want to do is cover expenses, so whatever it costs me to burn the disc and get it mailed to you, that's all I need. But yeah, we don't expect major media to be there. I mean, they've already blocked almost any coverage Ron Paul could have possibly gotten on the major media. I mean, most people don't even know who he is because you don't hear about him on the major media.
Yeah, and if you're not on the internet or keeping up with what's going on in general in the Patriot movement, people are just totally unaware. Now, we have a very savvy listening audience on this network, and we do talk about spiritual things, and what's amazing is there is discussion about Ron Paul. Our network sponsors Ron Paul's candidacy. And so that puts us in a pretty powerful position because we can talk about them whenever we choose without being censored. It's amazing how much they want to stop the truth from getting out. But the fact that they spread this rumor that he's out of the campaign and that it's totally untrue. In fact, what's coming down in terms of the convention and the delegate situation, he's really in a good place.
Absolutely.
I'm excited that he's actually going to be there. That's great news to hear that.
Yeah. They've got a.
Make sure you got your film in your camera when he starts talking.
This one has a hard drive, so I don't have to worry about that.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. You were going to say something, and I cut you off.
Well, we've got a artist rendition it's a portrait of Ron Paul and Carol, and it's done up in early American attire as far as their clothing goes, and Carol's sitting there next to Ron, and she has the flag across her lap, and it kind of portrays her as sort of like a Betsy Ross or something. And that is going to be presented to Ron and Carol tomorrow. And then there's going to be three other copies of that will be autographed by Ron and Carol that will be given out to certain people. So we're looking forward to that. I mean, personally, the two people I really want to meet more than anything, of course, I've met Dave before, but it's always a pleasure to be around that man, but is also just Colin Jackson. Now, here his wife is in jail, soon to be prison, and yet his outlook is so positive. It's hard to, you know, I mean, they've lost a big portion of their income because of Sherry being incarcerated, and yet he and his wife, Bo Sherry, still have this most unbelievable positive outlook on things. And, of course, they give all credit, you know, to Christ. And it's just something to meet somebody like that. And then Jack McLam, who is a very spiritual man. And on top of that, you know, he's a retired police officer, and he's got quite a bit of a program himself, trying to teach not only military but the police officers across the country, you know, about this new world order agenda and how that it's all that the police officers and the military actually fit into that agenda, but they don't realize it. And so he has a program where he tries to educate these people to let them know they're being used for this agenda of what's coming down. So it's going to be a real pleasure to meet him. And I just think it's going to be a great day. I mean, of course, anytime you put something like this together, you can always count on being infiltrated by people that would rather us not do something like this. And so we're prepared for that.
They like to provoke issues, let's say.
Exactly. And we're well aware of that, and we're prepared for that. So,
well, we'll certainly pray for a peaceful rally and a successful positive rally. And I just know that this movement across the country, when it garners the attention it deserves, will be something that people will be talking about for decades. This is, if you took Ron Paul out of the mix right now, the movement would not stop. There are too many people awake. And really, it's amazing the amount of corruption in the media, and they're just complicit in everything. It's like watching almost a farce, you know, a comedy. Except it's not funny, but it has all the elements of a well-written farce. Maybe something like Blazing Saddles or Hitler. What was the movie that Mel Brooks did? Hitler Goes to Hollywood or something like that. I forget the name of it, but or no, that wasn't it. It was Hitler in Springtime, I think it was called. I don't know if you saw that movie, but it was a comical take on how Nazism grew up in Nazi Germany. And it used puns and all of that. And these people are just doing a cookie cutter technique of the same things that the Nazis did in World War II. And their tactics are recognized all over the world. So if you don't get the mainstream media coverage, we're not really worried about that anyway. They would just try to spin it to whatever their agenda is anyway. But you definitely have our support. And I should tell you too, Art, that my new sponsor as of today is Ron Paul Flags.
Oh, okay.
So if you have any events going on and you need Ron Paul Flags, certainly get in touch with me, or just go to ronpaulflags.com and let Chris Johnson know that I told you to go there, and he'll work something out.
Okay, that would be great.
So you can get flags. He's supporting, you know, this message, and, you know, you brought up Christ. He is a staunch Christian himself. He's a minister, too.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of discussions about what's going on in the world, and you can't acknowledge any of this without bringing God into the picture.
I agree with you 100%.
And I'm pleased to hear you acknowledge that as well. It's genuine, unlike those that are masquerading as Christians. So you're anticipating now that you're going to start around 9 o'clock, and that's at the steps of the Capitol building.
Yeah, it'll be right off of Wall Street.
And I heard something on another show. I think I heard Linda, actually, possibly on the Midnight Rider, I think, a couple of nights ago. She was saying something about they might have to shut the show down around nightfall or maybe even a little earlier.
Right, right.
So if someone is going to be there, they're best to be there at 9.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to shut it down by 6 o'clock at the latest.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons that they backed it up at the starting time to 9 o'clock.
Okay. Well, do you have any particular information you want to give out to people, any websites or where they should park or, you know, what they can do to help out, areas where you actually need help?
Well, we'd like to see a lot of people there. That's what we're putting it together for. The website that has most of the information on it is freedomrally.info. And if you go to that website and scroll about halfway down, you're going to see something that says getting there. And Michelle has taken the time to actually put a layout of the metro system for D.C. because Monday through Friday, that is probably your best bet to get into downtown D.C. because you can drive in. Good luck finding a parking place. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's a nightmare, I know.
Yeah, so your best bet would be either the metro system or if you can have somebody bring you in. I know we do have a lot of people bringing chartered buses down, and so they'll drop them off right there and then come back and pick them up at the end of the day. But if you're coming just in a car, a couple of you, yeah, the metro system's probably going to be your best bet. So if they go to the website, they can download. She's put that in a PDF so you can download it and bring it with you so you know where you're getting on and where you need to get off to get to over to First Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's more than enough information, I guess. Now, they have Ben Stein. It looks like Ben Stein's going to be there anyway. They've got his picture up there. I don't know if maybe they work something out.
No, he
didn't
is
tell
gonna,
you about.
Yeah, he is going to be there, but to the best of my knowledge, he's not speaking. Actually, there's going to be quite a few people there. I know that I spoke to Pete Hendrickson here about 2 weeks ago. He said he's going to do his absolute best to be there. Somebody that you know, Don, Fred Smart, told me he's going to be there. Bob Scholes, now I can't believe I forgot. Bob Scholes is going to be speaking there. If anybody's familiar with the work he's done with his class action lawsuit, he's going to be there to speak for us. And So, I mean, there's people coming from all over. I don't believe Bill Stegmaier is actually going to
speak. And, yeah, I see Tom Cryer and Jim Fetzer are going to be there, too.
Right. Yep. Tom Cryer will be speaking, the attorney that just beat the IRS last year. And Professor Jim Fetzer, who has done a lot of research on the 9/11 story. So, well, we were trying to cover a little bit.
Okay, I lost you there for a second, Art.
Okay.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Here I am.
Yeah, your audio just disappeared, but it came back.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm not going to keep you up any longer. I want to thank you for coming on. Next time I have you on, of course, we'll be after. Maybe I can get you back sometime, not this next week, but the week after. Would that be enough time for you to maybe get some stuff together and come back and let us know what happened?
Sure. Yeah, we could do that.
Because I've got some open dates in the last week. So I'd love to have you back and give you a chance to talk more about what's going on. You keep up, and this is for the listening audience, you keep up with a lot of the things that are going on. And you heard me allude a little bit to what the Nazis did prior to and during World War II, and you're familiar with my research in that area. And I can tell you they're still doing the same stuff. They just moved their office a little bit. I want the listeners to also hear your perspective on a lot of what you know is going on as well.
Yeah.
And give my regards to Shirley and Alan, if you would.
I will do that.
And I want to wish you the best of luck. And success and peace and love and light, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
I appreciate that very much, Doc.
And any breaking news or anything, please email me if you would do that. You have my address.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you,
ladies and gentlemen, our guest tonight has been Mr. Arthur Pollack, and he is going to be really organizing the Freedom Rally at the footsteps of the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. And that begins at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the 15th. That's today. Or for those of you on the West Coast, in a short time, that's going to be tomorrow. And in a short time, it'll be today for you, too. So we're pleased to have Art here with us tonight. And I think we're going to take a short break, just a short break here. And when we come back, I'm going to share some insight on some things that are going on around the country. I'm sure if you're keeping pace with the news that you yourself feel a little bit uneasy about some things. There are people sensing that there might be something in the works, maybe another false flag event or something along those lines. In the meantime, I want you to take just a couple of minutes and give some prayerful thought to these folks that are going to be taking a stand, and we'll be right back here. I'm going to play a little music for you. Give you a chance to just kind of think about where this country is headed and what you might be able to do to help out. And we're back here on the show, Evident Footprints. Thank you for anyone who prayed or sent out a positive beam of light or some love to those folks that are going tomorrow, or actually today for some of you, to the Capitol Center in Washington, D.C., to the steps of the U.S. Capitol. They're going to have a freedom rally. And freedom is a pretty valuable commodity these days. And I'd like to share something, actually, which is the piece that's going to appear in the Idaho Observer. And I want to encourage anyone that is really interested in reading the truth to take a look at this wonderful newspaper. They've been in business for over 11 years. It's a couple, they're actually my publishers and editors of my research articles, Angry Castle and Don Harkins. And I've got a piece that's going to run for 3 months starting in May. It's going to run May, June, and July. And it's going to be about the candidates who are running for the presidency. And I thought I would share with you the piece that's going to be in the paper. Of course, I'm sort of letting the cat out of the bag in a sense, but I'm not anywhere near touching what the article is going to entail, other than to tell you that you are going to be amazed at what our Creator can bring to the forefront when you just listen to His voice and apply a little bit of smarts to it. I'll let this piece sort of be the lead-in to this issue, and then I'll see where spirit takes us. Let's put it that way. The piece is called "The Three Stooges Go to Washington," and this is the trailer. Now, the piece is going to be called Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3, as it comes out each month. And it basically is just the lead-in to the story. Truth is stranger than fiction, or so the saying goes. Whoever figured that out hit the nail smack dab on the head. One wonders, then, if it's really worthwhile to pursue the truth. We're told it is, but that's not always true. Pursuing the truth can be a dangerous proposition for those doing the pursuing, the truth seekers. The truth reveals many secrets. Secrets are not meant to be discovered. That is why they are called secrets. Secrets come in many sizes. Some are big, some are little, and some are dirty, very dirty. Dirty secrets are never big, though, are they? They always are referred to as dirty little secrets. We assume that dirty little secrets are not bad for two reasons. One, we don't know about them. And two, since they're little, they can't harm us. What we have yet to figure out may surprise you. Dirty little secrets add up to one big secret, history. History is replete with dirty little secrets. Dirty little secrets come in a variety of forms. Sex scandals, adultery, drug addictions, pornography, theft, blackmail, extortion, corruption, brainwashing, mind control, slavery, murder. The list goes on and on. History, his story, is always written by the victors. The victors of what? Wars and all other evil deeds, including the fictitious accounts of those who were able to keep secrets from the rest of us. Times are changing, folks. You can be sure of that. Technological advancements have enabled us to accomplish far more than we could have ever imagined. Similarly, mass consciousness is increasing exponentially as people around the world wake up to new realities. Not all of these new realities are pleasant, though, so we are faced with the responsibility of determining what we will do when we discover new dirty little secrets. This author's method of preference when researching and exposing dirty little secrets is to detect what some might call histrionics, the actors playing the roles in the script that comprises the big secret. Who are these people really, and what are their preferred tactics? In Deathbed Confessions, photos support claims that George H. Scherf, Jr. was the 41st U.S. president, which was in the Idaho Observer, April, May, and June 2007. The author exposed the identities and methods employed which permitted the infiltration of the U.S. government by corrupt international bankers, spies, assassins, and Nazi war criminals. The article identified, by name, the true identities and origins of the Bush-Walker clans, central bankers, and the murderers of scientist-inventor Nikola Tesla. Under the guise of immigration, foreign governments and monarchs have followed the same practices, possibly having created them in the first place. Their success often depends upon maintaining certain bloodlines or keeping it in the family. Another method of infiltration is to insert key players into seemingly subservient roles as members of a ship's crew, a commercial venture, or a diplomatic arena. Of primary importance is the obfuscation of an individual's records, including birth, education, marriage, vocation, domicile, and death. Name changes are commonplace. In fact, name changes are the first order of business. Causing ancestors and original records to disappear facilitates the whole process. In the end, the body is disposed of, the actor is honored, and another takes his or her place. Political campaigns are not immune from the world of dirty little secrets. In fact, politics is the primary breeding ground for the practice of deception. The actors, the candidates, play their roles almost to perfection, most of the time. However, occasionally they are required to ad-lib their lines straying from the original script. That is where mistakes are made, and if one uses discernment, those mistakes can be discovered, thereby leading one to the truth. Beginning in May 2008, you will have the opportunity to learn some dirty little secrets about the three current U.S. presidential candidates in the first of a three-part series, The Three Stooges Go to Washington, Washington Parts 1, 2, and 3. You will learn how your country has been infiltrated by spies and how they have been groomed to carry out the wishes of the Illuminati, their puppet masters. You will see irrefutable evidence that these people are not who they say they are and have no right to hold public office, even on the local level. The remaining question, what will we do about it? So there you have it, folks. That's the piece that's going to run in the Idaho Observer, and you got a sneak peek at it. Actually, you got to see the whole thing. This is just the lead-in to a massive story, a massive amount of research that is once and for all going to portray what is really going on. If you can't make sense of this political campaign, and I know I may offend some people because you have bought into this concept that these people that are running for the office are running because they really want to do what's right for our country. In fact, every campaign, we hear that message, that mantra, that they're doing what they feel is best for our country. And yet, our country is going down the tubes today. Is it any wonder? Doesn't it raise the question, who dropped the ball? When did this begin? I can remember in my early school days hearing over the PA system in school about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Kennedy was no saint, but he certainly was far better than those that murdered him. We've lost other presidents throughout history. In fact, any time a president stood up for the people and attempted to change this matrix of slavery and financial slavery, which is all based upon an illusion, they have been murdered. They like the term assassinated. Somehow it takes the sting out of the word murder or kill. And yet, it goes on, they form commissions, the commissions whitewash the investigations, and then we start over again. We're never even offered the opportunity to forgive anyone because the guilty never are brought forward. They leave it to us to determine, to discern what the truth is. And 9/11 is no different, and the war in Iraq, and the war in Afghanistan, and the one that we had decades ago in North Vietnam and Korea, they're all the same. Even World Wars I and II were about making profit. So when I point these things out, I'm obviously going to offend someone that is a staunch supporter of a particular candidate, that they feel, and rightfully so in their mind, they feel that that person is the best one to lead our country. And I say, lead our country to what? More of this or worse? I don't see things getting better, and I haven't, and I don't really intend to sound negative or be a downer about this. If people are organizing, and our guest tonight is going to be organizing a freedom rally. Why do people go to freedom rallies if we're the country of the free and the brave? Why is it necessary for us to go? Why do people feel compelled to go to a freedom rally? Ask yourself that question. If we are free. And the truth of the matter is, we are not. And we have a corrupt media constantly telling us that we're free, and we're not. We're not free from the media. We're not free from the drug companies or the oil companies. We're not free from the poisons and the pesticides that poison our air and our water and our food. And if it's not that way, they're trying to give us something in a pill or in an injection. So when you think about freedom and you think about who you're voting for, understand that there is a game that's being played. They're following a script. It's not about being Republican or Democrat. Those are names. It doesn't matter if it's a $20 bill or a $100 bill or a $1 billion bill that you have in your hand. It's all an illusion. It's not the reality of life. It's not the reality of your perpetual, eternal existence. It's a representation of an illusion, and it's used in life just like you use Monopoly money when you're playing the board game. You can't spend it anywhere. You can win the Monopoly game, and if you're playing the full board, you have three people mad at you when you win. Well, we have the same people winning the game on this planet over and over and over, and billions of people are the losers. It's about time that changed. It's about time for a major shift, a shift in consciousness, and a shift in people walking the talk. That means doing what you say. I hear a lot of people use that phrase, but they don't do anything but talk or complain. It may sound like I'm complaining right now or that I'm I may even sound like I'm attacking anyone. Anyone that really knows the game and understands what's going on doesn't see it that way at all. I would love to say I prefer one of these candidates over another, but this election is a joke. The straw polls, the primaries were a joke. We had nothing but rampant voter fraud. Do you honestly think John McCain came out of nowhere as a front runner? I don't know one person that can stand him, and I don't know one person that can stand Hillary Clinton, other than somebody that's brainwashed. Barack Obama, he's appealing to the young people because he's young. But what do they know about him? He's appealing. Do you want a leader to lead you down the path of appeasement, or do you want someone that can fix this country? And I can tell you the political system is so corrupt that none of them can fix it because they're the reason it's corrupt. We have to tear down this system or let it collapse under its own volition and recreate something. It's time for us to create. It's time for us to take responsibility. Now, I'm the kind of person that, let's say, enjoys or feels driven to awaken people, to bring people to a higher state of consciousness. That's a hard thing to do when someone is asleep. The first thing you have to do is wake them up. It serves no good to read a bedtime story to someone who's asleep. In fact, the very purpose of the bedtime story is to cause them to go to sleep. Well, this is not a bedtime story. What you're getting from the media is. What you get from mainstream media is designed to control your mind, to keep you compartmentalized, to desensitize you, and to cause you to become passive and apathetic. Now, once you wake up, a whole new world opens up. A whole new world of opportunities and possibilities opens up and becomes available to you. But you have to do more than just say, okay, I'm awake, now what? What are you going to do for me? That's been our problem. Everyone has gotten to where they have become totally dependent, as if it was a compulsive addiction to have everyone else do something for them instead of doing something on their own. You know, when you pray, do you pray that you get everything, or do you pray for others? Do you recognize the oneness that we share with each other? Or do you pray to God? And I really don't care what religion you are or what religion you follow. The point is, when you pray for people, do you pray for them, or do you pray for everyone, and including yourself? There's nothing wrong with praying for better conditions or circumstances in your life. But you have to take action on it. In fact, you even have to pray, and you have to think about what you're praying, and you have to mean it. And it's got to have a purpose, and it's got to be genuine. You can't just go through the motions. You have to know in your heart. It's not a thing of the mind. And it's not a thing of the body. Now, if healing is what your prayer is about, you have to trust that your prayer is being heard, and how you state your prayer, the meaning of the words that you use, has everything to do with what answer you're going to get in your prayer. Those who meditate, there are different ways to meditate. And meditation is a way to clear your thought of all the clutter and all the garbage. Actually achieve a state of peace, even if it's only temporary. When your mind is peaceful for 15 minutes or 20 minutes or a half an hour in a day, you put that out into the universe and you cause that peace to touch other realms. And likewise, if you're arguing and fighting and stressing over all kinds of materialistic or mental thought forms with yourself and with your loved ones and your friends and your enemies, you're putting that energy out too. And when you put that energy out, it comes back to you just like your prayers get answered. Only you won't be as happy with the outcome unless you expect the outcome to be negative. Then you'll be well pleased. These people who are controlling the world are those kinds of people. If they pray, they pray for your downfall. They pray that you have everything taken from you, that you become disempowered, that you remain unconscious, that you don't recognize who you really are and remember the power of God that's within you. Because as long as you can remember, you can't remember that, they remain in control. As soon as you remember it, they lose control. Why? Because everything they do is based upon illusion. The money is illusions. The law is nothing but a set of illusions. 23 million laws. I bet you they couldn't name 10 of them. And yet God gave us 10, and I bet you they couldn't name those 10 either. They're busy creating laws. They're busy telling us how to run our lives as if they are better at it than we are. They can't do the business they're charged with doing. They're our servants. And instead, they see themselves as our masters, telling us what we must do. Wake up, people, and smell the coffee. Wake up and see what's going on. There are people in other parts of the planet, and very well here in this part of the planet, too, in our country. We have now more homeless people than we've ever had in our history. We have people living in tents, if they're lucky enough to have tents. We have people in the city of Los Angeles. I hear there's quite large numbers of people living on the streets. Not to mention that we have our unprotected borders and we have millions of illegal aliens. And I don't care what nationality they are. If they're here illegally, they're illegal. Everything is turned upside down and inside out in this world today. They're trying to make it illegal for me to say what I'm saying right now. That's how upside down and inside out it is. It's insanity. It's chaos. And they know it. And they like that. That's what they like. They're like pigs in slop. You can't criticize a pig for having mud all over himself or herself, because that's what they do. They have a lot of reasons why they roll in the slop. And they even create the slop. That's the same thing politicians do. It's the same thing our leaders do. The difference between a politician and a pig, though, is the pig doesn't lie. It knows it's a pig, and if it wants to roll in the slop, it does. But when we catch a politician lying or rolling in the slop, they lie more and tell us that they're not rolling in the slop. They tell us there's something wrong with us, or that if we tell them that we have to go to prison, that we've broken another one of their 23 million laws. Wake up, people, and see what's going on. Now, this has been one show out of, months' worth of shows, but in the last couple of weeks, this is one show that reverted back to some of these issues. They bear repeating because of what's going on. You hear rumors of wars. Okay, it's in the Bible. It's foretold that the end times. And it doesn't really say what the end times are going to be ultimately, but I can guarantee you that there will be an energy shift. There will be a consciousness shift. You may see the whole planet basically belching of all the corruption and the pollution and the filth. Not just the physical filth. I'm talking about the unclean spirits. There will be changing times. Some are forecasting shortages of food and water. What are you going to do? You can live without food, but you cannot live without water. And what are they doing? Poisoning all the water. Now, if it weren't for those that are actually making attempts to heal the earth and to replace our natural resources, clean them up, stop tearing down trees at the rate we are, the greed is what this is all about. All of this is about making money. All of it is about an illusion. And we give power to these people. We buy into their illusion, and then we give them our power and our sovereignty. It doesn't make sense. We're acting as insanely as they are. So what do we have to do? We've got to take responsibility personally and then collectively. We've got to recognize that we've allowed this to happen. That's taking responsibility. Did we create this? No, we didn't. We individually didn't start the war, but we allowed it to happen. We didn't speak up and say no. We bought into the lies. You see, we weren't on our toes. We weren't paying attention. And they told us, oh, no, 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 this is Osama bin Laden that knocked down two 110-story skyscrapers and a 47-story skyscraper. They knocked down three buildings with two airplanes. One building wasn't hit, and it's still not registering in people's minds that these buildings were brought down with explosives. And most likely what you saw on television was nothing more than an illusion, a hologram, a film of an airplane flying into a building, or looking like it did. Oh, but I saw it on TV. Well, you see movies on TV, folks. You think the movies are live? They can do the same thing with the news. They can show you images. But the death and the destruction, that wasn't an illusion. But you see, they sold you on everything else they wanted to do, everything else they chose to do, everything they intended and planned years before. And there's documentation to show that they planned it and suggested it. And even with that documentation out there, there's people saying, no way our government was involved. Look up the Project for a New American Century. Google that. And download that document and read it and read the names in the document, because they're so brash and arrogant about it that they tell you who did it, who conceived it, who signed off on it. And that's exactly what they're doing in the world, getting ready to attack another country, Iran. And we're just going to sit by and watch it? It's time that we take a stand. I can't tell you what to do. All I can suggest is that you wake up. It's tax day. When you wake up tomorrow, I hope you're feeling a bit brighter than you do, having had to spend the whole day making sure that you got your return in. Got a great guest on board Evident Footprints tomorrow night. And I hope you join the show. And I also want to, again, thank tonight's guest, Arthur Pollock, for coming on, sacrificing his sleep so he could deliver a message to you that there were some Americans going down to the Capitol steps in the morning, 9 o'clock Eastern time. And they'll be there all day till 6 p.m. at least, with music and song and speeches and people coming from all over the country for a freedom rally. You only have freedom when you take action to ensure that it's there. Just listening to someone tell you you have it is not enough. My guest tomorrow night will be Mr. Rick Nelson and Alejandro Rojas from the Paranormal Research Forum and MUFON International. Please join us again. And in the meantime, I want to wish everyone peace, love, and light. Thanks to Seth for doing the sound and Don Newsom for doing the network. In the meantime, good night.
We got our coffee, and we got this real nice campfire. Now all we need is the radio. Go get that radio so we can listen to BBS.
Guess what, boss? Got this here radio, but we ain't got no battery.
Well, I told you to buy some batteries yesterday, but you forgot to buy them today.
A man can only do so many things in one day. Go into town and get some for the both of us.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dag nabbit, you and your BBS radio.